Thanks for listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Many Americans across the nation were unexpectedly laid off because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kately Mills with Oklahoma Engaged reached out to Oklahomans who lost their jobs as the virus spread to learn how that impacted their decision to vote.
My name is Jonathan Cox. I'm a database administrator here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We started 2020 great. I truly, honestly didn't expect to be laid off. I've been at my current job. This would have been my 13th year. You know, we've been through a lot of downturns in the oil and gas industry. You know, prices bottoming out pretty low. So January, you know, if you'd have told me that I was going to be unemployed, it would be a real hard sell. In fact, it was, people kind of thought I was joking when we let my coworkers know that, hey, I was going to be laid off. They're like, what? No way. That makes absolutely no sense. Being unemployed during a pandemic is definitely a trip. Things move at a snail's pace because, you know, when you go to file for unemployment, normally you would just go down to the unemployment office. Well, everything was being done online, you know, and the systems backlog that Oklahoma had was just crazy. It actually took me nearly a month to be able to get my first unemployment check. You know, that's, you know, quicker than quite a lot of others, but still, when you go from a steady paycheck to no paycheck, it hurts a little bit. The first time I was unemployed, I was laid off from a call center probably the end of 2003. So I'm, you know, literally in my early 20s. I don't have a wife. I don't have a kid. So it wasn't like the end of the world, you know, compared to being unemployed now when you have a wife, two children, and a mortgage and car payments. Just because you're not working doesn't mean those things stop. You know, my kids have still got to eat. My truck payment still needs to be made. You know, my son, he's 4, and he's kind of an inquisitive little guy. So he asked me, you know, why aren't you going to work? And, you know, trying to explain, you know, unemployment to a 4-year-old just doesn't work out. You know, he just, to him, I got fired. It didn't change my vote because of who I was going to vote for. Again, you know, looking at the political landscape during this pandemic, it's been just a disaster, I feel like, for a lot of people.
My name's Allie Taberer. I live in Oklahoma City. So the start of 2020 was generally fine for like the first 3 months. But I started getting nervous about COVID and potential effects on everything else in late February. What I didn't expect was to get laid off. I worked for a company that specialized in live events, ticketing and donations for live events. And when all live events across the world shut down quickly, the ripple effects came down swiftly. It was a very scary feeling. I had never lost a job in that kind of way. I had always chosen to go on to the next thing. So I was scared. I was so scared. And on top of losing my job, I'm also a parent to a 5-year-old son. And it's been a very hard 6 months. And I still don't have a permanent position with insurance and all the good things that come with permanent employment. I had always been comfortable in like having my own beliefs, but I had not always been comfortable in really talking about them, right? I grew up in a family that as I became an adult, I began to have different political beliefs than like my parents. And I consequently had like kept it fairly quiet, like on social media and in other like non-one-on-one communication about my own political beliefs. But feeling the effects of everything in such a granular level on my family crystallized everything I believed in. It made everything incredibly clear for me. It didn't necessarily change my beliefs, but I felt like it reinforced them with steel. I've joked to a few friends that I became radicalized by this election and this experience into fighting very hard for what I believe in. And the way that I'm currently engaging in that fight is by doing those phone banks, doing those text banks, talking to voters in a remote way. And I'm looking forward to continuing that kind of thing even after November 3rd this year.
Kately Mills produced this story for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma, supported by the Inasmuch Foundation, the Kirkpatrick Foundation, and Oklahoma Humanities.